Bread of God, I think the nation's mad, and mean but knaves and perjured loons do rule the roost, and for an honest crown ne'er living's to be had, why should the deal is landed on the English coast? I had ne'er been here since 43, and now through Scotland gang to see our gracious king, but wounds a god, instead of mirth and merry glee, I find odd snivelling presbyter is coming in. For they talk of horrid popish plots and heaven knows what, when all the wiser world knows well what they'd be at, for with psych-like sanctity the goodest king they did to death and ruin bring. When on the civil broils they first did enter in, as well ye ken with popery they did begin, and with liberty and public good was muckled in, when the deal a bit they meant the thing. That machine of monstrous policy, I mean old Shaftesbury for loyalty so famed, the voice of all the goodly rabble mobily, the falsest loon that ever envy destined damned. Heaven should never meant so foul a thing, but to inform the world where villainy did dwell, and psych a traitor both to commonwealth and king, the muckle deal did surely never hatch in hell. For like Roman Catiline to gain his pious ends, he pimps for all the loose rebellious fops in tune, and with treats and treason daily cramps his city friends, from the linkman to the scarlet goon. And with high debauchery they carry on the cause, and godly reformation is the sham pretense, and religiously defy divine and human laws, with obedience to their rightful prince. Then a speaker to this grand cabal, old Envy Tony seated at the head athwart, his learned oration for rebellion makes to all, applauded and approved by every factious lord. Collegemi then they vote for king, whom curse confound for being like a senseless loon. Can they who did their lawful lord to the scaffold bring be just to him that has no title to a croon? But they find he is a blockhead fitted for their use, a fool by nature and a knave by custom grown, a gay fop monarch who the rabble may abuse, and their business done will soon unthrown. But Jeremy swears and vows, gan he can get the croon, he by the laws of 40 would guided be, and profane lotsies and surplices again must doon. Then hey for our old presbytery. Buckingham a statesman would be thought, and reason good that he should bear the reverend name, since he was one of them that first began the plot, how the king might banter and three kingdoms sham. All the malecontents, his noble grace, to this rehearsal did invite to hear and see, But whilst he wittily contrived it but a farce, the Bizier Noddles turned it into tragedy. And now each actor does begin to play his part, and to so well he cons his gear and takes his cue, till they learn to play the rabble so by rote of heart, that the fictitious story seems as true. And now without control they apprehend and hang, and with the nation all is gospel that they swear. Then Barney Jockey, prithee back to Scotland gang, for a loyal lad's in danger here.